Live fire at the 2020 Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show this week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. And I'm sure this does not look like Mail Call Mondays, and that is because I am sitting in the Holiday Inn Express in Henderson, Nevada on Monday before the actual Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show starts. So Monday is usually where different manufacturers from around the country set up different range demonstrations all around the Las Vegas area. So today, instead of going to Industry Day at the range like I normally do every year, I decided to go to two different events. The first was the Sig Sauer Range Day, and that was held a little bit north of Vegas at one of the local shooting ranges. And there I got to live fire a couple of different Sig Sauer products. Now they had a huge variety of products on the line, to include their new 338 machine gun that was designed for a military contract. No, I did not stand in line to shoot that one. The two things that I was really most interested in was, first of all, the Sig Cross bolt-action rifle. Now, we went over the rundown and my first impressions of the specs for the Sig Cross a couple of weeks back, right after it was first announced, and this was my first chance to actually get hands-on and live fire it. So I can say that after shooting 8 rounds, and that was the total that we got, 4 rounds through the 308 and 4 rounds through the 6.5 Creedmoor, I can definitely say I am intrigued about the rifle. There really wasn't anything that I disliked about it at all. The rifle functioned well. I didn't see any malfunctions while I was there. It shot smoothly. Now, both of the rifles did have Sig suppressors on them, so it was difficult to get a feel for how the rifle will recoil with the brake on it, with the light weight on it, because you are adding weight to it, but then you are not getting the effect of a good brake on the end of it when you're shooting it. And these are designed to be lightweight rifles to begin with. However, there are options for heavier barrels and heavier setups later on down the line. Now, it is a live fire environment. It is a hot range, so it is very difficult to have any serious conversations or to get any actual video talking to any of the reps about the different features. So I have to just satisfy myself with getting some trigger time on the gun, and it does have a very nice two-stage trigger, feeling how the bolt operates and getting a feel for how the gun shot off of the bench. Now, unfortunately, we don't get to go prone. We don't get to do any accuracy setups. About 50% of this demo was the gun, but really the bigger focus appeared to be on the Sig BDX system, which the both the rifles were set up with the BDX in two different formats. One, the spotter would actually range each target and it would illuminate a pip on the reticle, which was what you superimposed over the target to get your impact. And we had targets out to 500 yards. So for that, the spotter would laser first target, you put the reticle on it, fire, he then lays the next target, and so on and so forth until you got all of them engaged. So not the greatest thing for me to practice bolt manipulation and all that on the rifle. The second setup, the 6.5 Creedmoor setup, they had the BDX setup so that it illuminated dots on the reticle for each one of the targets. So basically what it ends up being is a custom ballistic reticle for the targets that were laid out in front of us. That was cool because it allowed me to run the gun a little bit more fluidly and get a better idea for how well the bolt cycles. The bolt was not as smooth as I would like it to be, but then again, I don't know how much dust and dirt these guns had in them. So my first impression of the Cross, though, is very good. Obviously, I didn't get a chance to actually set the rifle up for myself, do all the adjustments that the buttstock is capable of, but I am definitely interested in getting some more hands-on with that rifle. Now, the second product that SIG had on display that I was really interested in is the Romeo 2. The Romeo 2 is a red dot sight that is really designed for handguns, but could obviously be used on ARs, carbines, or as a close range optic on a long range rifle. So if you were going to do an offset optic, something of that nature, then the Romeo 2 would be a good option for that. The Romeo 2 utilizes the Delta Point Pro footprint, and it has a really kind of interesting accessory to it. So the actual Romeo 2 sight itself is very similar in form factor and appearance to the Romeo 1 or Romeo 1 Pro that is coming out now that will utilize the Delta Point Pro footprint. The Romeo 1 utilized its own footprint and is not cross-compatible, but it's just an aluminum optic with a glass window in it and all that stuff. The Romeo 2 takes that and then bumps it up a notch, because to get a good deal of durability with the Romeo 1, you had to put a steel shroud around it. Well, the Romeo 2, you can either run it naked with no shroud at all, you can run a standard steel shroud over it, or you can run the accessory shroud that basically turns the red dot sight into an enclosed red dot sight. So instead of having an open red dot sight like an RMR, where the emitter window does run the possibility of getting gunked up, getting filled with mud, that kind of thing, you can drop this shroud over it that it totally encloses it, more like an aimpoint acro. So this is very exciting to me, because from a close combat side of things, especially from a law enforcement aspect, you fight with people hand-to-hand a whole lot more often than you actually have to shoot. But we have seen more and more often when we review body cameras, review after-action reports of police officer-involved shootings, a lot of times there is a grappling phase that goes before the guns up phase. If you have to fight with somebody on muddy ground, there is the possibility of getting your gun packed in with mud. When I teach red dot sights to officers, we spend quite a bit of time going over how to deal with malfunctions, how to deal with the optic being fouled up, and how to continue the fight. So having a fully enclosed red dot sight is a really nice thing, because then if you come up and your sight has mud on it, you have a greater chance of actually dislodging that debris through firing it, because remember, we have a reciprocating slide, or just taking your thumb and smudging off the mud from the front, from the objective and the ocular side of things. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that works once it gets out on the field. I did get a chance to go over and live fire it on the SIG M17, but I didn't get a chance to mess with it much more than that. Even out in the desert sun, now we didn't have a super bright day today, it was a little bit overcast, but even out in the desert, I could crank the optic up to max brightness and have no problem with actually being able to see it on the background. Now, when we get out to the show floor, I'm going to try to grab one of the SIG reps, and we will talk details about prices and the different options and what all the optic comes with, if it comes with all the shrouds, or if those are all an additional accessory. So we'll see about that when we get out there on the show floor. So once we were done out at the SIG show, I went on over to the STI. They had their little demo, and unfortunately that was a 30-minute drive on the other side of Las Vegas. So it was on the south side of Las Vegas at the Pro Gun Club. So I got a chance to go down there and shoot several of the different handguns that STI has. I'm a big 1911 fan. I have a couple of them. I enjoy shooting them. But the more you shoot the polymer pistols, the more you get used to having more than 8 rounds or 9 rounds if you're running 9mm, etc., in the magazine, it's the harder it is for me to go back to a 1911. But there is just really something about a well-tuned, good-running 1911. So the 2011 kind of is a good mix of the features. You get the nice crisp trigger pull of the 1911. You get the ergonomics of the 1911, which works for me, but you get the round capacity of the polymer double stack pistols. So I took a chance to go through and shoot a couple of their different handguns, and this was the first time that I got to shoot their new compensated gun. I believe it was the Staccato XC, and I shot it next to the closest configuration I could find non-compensated gun, just because I was really interested to see in a 9mm back and forth between the two how effective the compensator was, because there is a significant upcharge to go with the compensated STI guns. And I have to say that shooting the 9mm ball ammo that they had, there was not a huge difference in muzzle rise between the two. So if you're shooting mainly ball ammo, then I don't know that it's worth it to go with the compensator. Now that's the trick though, because if you are running it for a duty weapon, then you are probably gonna run some of the hotter ammunition. And what I've noticed shooting compensated Glocks is that when you switch over from lighter powered ball ammo and then you switch over into something like 124 or 115 grain plus P ammunition, it gives a lot more gas for that compensator to work, and then you see a bigger difference between the two. So obviously STI was not burning plus P ammo through the guns for these demos. So I'm still waiting for the situation where I can shoot both side by side with plus P ammo to make my final decision. But I'm getting closer and closer to plunking down my hard-earned cash for an STI. So that's just a couple of things that really interested me at the live fire demos today. I did not make it over to Industry Day at the range because I had to start on the north side of Vegas, end on the south side of Vegas. And by the time I was done waiting through lines and able to actually get up and get trigger time on things, I didn't get enough time to go to Industry Day at the range. So we'll have to take a zero on that one for this year, but we will see about making Industry Day at the range again next year. That's going to wrap it for this Mail Call Monday, so I can get this video edited and get it out hopefully before midnight so I can wake up and pack everything up and head out to the show tomorrow morning. So as always, if you guys like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you have any questions or comments over anything we've covered on this Mail Call Mondays, please leave it in the comments section down below. And make sure you drop me any comments or recommendations on who you want us to stop by at SHOT Show. That way we can get the coverage that you guys want. And until next time, get out and shoot.